Yes, indeed. And we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do like to say that we very much welcome you to our delicious series on the 21 Keys to Unlocking Your Money Magic, and this is where we begin. The third key to unlocking your money magic is quite simple. You have helpers, and your helpers are here to help. Now, in this conversation, we will be speaking on behalf of your helpers, so we will speak of your helpers as we. And let us begin by saying that we are in love with you. We find you endlessly fascinating. We are aligned with you in ways that really defy description. We are constantly assisting you by amplifying thoughts, by bringing you what it is that you want, energetically speaking. We are helping you have more and more and more of what it is that you are lining up with. It becomes easier and easier and easier to ask for our help and to receive our help as you become more and more aware of your ability to both ask and to receive, but most importantly, to have. And we do make the distinction between receiving our help and having what the fruits of our help bring you. Because when we say that you're certainly capable of receiving it, that just means that you are in a relationship with us in this very powerful, delicious, amazing way that allows us, again, speaking on behalf of your helpers, your very personal, very unique, always been with you, wonderful beings of light who are in your life. Speaking on behalf of them, we say, it's easier and easier and easier to bring you what it is that you want the more you remember who you are and the more that you allow yourself to have what it is that you want. So, for example, if you say to us, dear helpers, please bring me more thoughts of abundance or more thoughts of my own wealth or more thoughts of me having specifically what I want as it relates to money, we certainly can do this. But it is important, in fact, it's quite important, that you be willing to allow yourself to have that. So in that particular scenario, if you said to us, again, speaking on behalf of your helpers, if you said to us, what I'm wanting is to feel more connected to my wealth and well-being than ever before. Dear helpers, show me how that is already the case. Bring me more thoughts that that is true. Help me line up with the having of it. Well, we're right there on the job. And the instant that you ask, we are there to give. Your job, of course, is to then receive and to have what it is that you've been asking for. And if you are saying in one breath, helpers, help me, and we certainly do immediately, and then in the next breath saying, gosh, it seems like nothing is happening and I don't have what I want, then you're putting us off. Vibrationally speaking, you're sticking your hand out and saying, no, not yet. I'm not ready. And that may be exactly right. It could very well be that you are not ready to receive what it is that you have asked for. And it could be that what you're doing is you're easing your way into it. But it is important to recognize that we are bringing you help constantly, and it is whether or not you allow yourself to have it that determines whether or not you actually feel it, receive it, know it to be true. It might be helpful to think of those times when you have been really, truly clear about what you're wanting and your willingness to have it. Usually that happens when the rubber hits the road in a particularly difficult way. So, for example, we might say that it happens when your back is against the wall and suddenly you feel like there's no way out, there's nothing more to be done, and so you're suddenly willing to accept any and all help because you drop the pretense, and it is a pretense, that you're doing this all alone and by yourself, isolated, apart, and separate. That moment, it looks like miracles happen, things that are very magical that otherwise would not have occurred. And so it may be that you've trained yourself to believe that the only time you can really have our help is when your back is against the wall and things are going badly in the ways that you believe them to go badly, and that you suddenly drop all of your resistance because you really have no other options. You've exhausted your intellectual options. You've exhausted all of your habitual options, the things that you think always work, like your talismans. And so now you're completely open to the multidimensional aspect of your relationship with us that really does show how you are not a being of time and space, but rather are a being of light, temporarily focused in time and space, supported by many other beings of light who are not in time or space, but know a lot about your particular time and space experience, and who are constantly helping you. That's the moment when the rubber hits the road and you finally get it. And it's good. It's good to know that that's available. But we want you to understand that we are here to help right now. And we are here to help within the context, not just of your money magic, but anything else. But specifically, we want to speak with you, again, speaking on behalf of your helpers, your unique, personal, lifelong helpers. We want to speak on behalf of your helpers, and we want to say that we are here to help you right now. You don't have to wait a minute longer to ask for and receive our help. Now, if this is an idea that appeals to you and it is something that you want to avail yourself of, because it is there and it has always been there, and whether or not you ask us for help, whether or not you acknowledge our presence, we are still with you. But we are not meddling, we are not interfering, we are not trying to step in, and we're certainly not rearranging physical reality on a physical basis. But we are helping you arrange your physical reality in the same way that you do it, through a metaphysical orientation. In other words, by imagining what you want, but you are the one who has to do the last step, which is to allow it to happen. It's a little bit like putting your foot out to cross a bridge and realizing that the effect of the bridge has not been to actually carry you over, but to bring the very thing that you were wanting closer to you, so that you just step from one side to the next. The bridge is instantaneous once you are willing to allow it, and the bridge carries you, not in any physical way, but metaphysically, from the place of it was apart from me to the place of now I have it. Your helpers, for whom we speak, are here to help you. We are always on the job. We are always present. We are always with you. We are never far away. We are never failing. We are never absent. But we are constantly honoring your vibrational stance. For many of you, if not most of you, we could say in a way that would be an odd thing to hear from a physical friend, that we completely honor where you are at all times, including when you're saying no. We never insist. We're persistent, but we never insist. We never say you must, or it should, or it has to, or you will. What we are constantly saying is, you can, you have, it's easy, it's possible, it's there, it's right within your grasp. We are never teaching you unless you want to be taught. We are never healing you unless you believe you need to be healed. we are never offering you anything that acknowledges anything less than the greatness that you are, unless you come to us in a way that says, but treat me as though I am a child. And then we will attempt to do that in a way that honors you without actually violating the integrity of who you are. Now, these words that you're hearing now are approximate. Like anything and everything that we say, we are getting as close to what it is that we want you to understand or that we invite you to know about. But there is some lost in translation. Your experience of your helpers is the single most important thing. And as the third key to unlocking your money magic, we would suggest that you test them, that you ask them, that you find a way to acknowledge them if you have not done so before, and you say to them, dear helpers, or however you want to call them, minions, angels, guides, friends, however you want to refer to them. It doesn't really matter. Perhaps you want to give them a name. But whatever name you call them, however it is that you think of them, we invite you to remember that they are there, to reach out to them and to tell them, I want to know more about you. I want to feel you closer to me. I want more thoughts of how I'm connected to you, and I want to remember all the ways that you have helped me in the past. Any or all of these things would be really delicious questions to ask, really delicious requests to make, and they will be delivered immediately. Your job, of course, is to allow them. So perhaps something you might want to do is to sit quietly in a chair and to ask yourself, what do I want to understand about my helpers? Let the thought arise, and then as you get clearer, then turn to them and say, dear helpers, bring me what I want more of here. And then let that happen as you sit quietly in the chair and just notice where your thoughts go and what begins to occur. You might be quite surprised that physical things happen, but most likely what you will likely, very likely, experience is just a shift in your thinking, a breath of fresh air, the feeling that you are not alone, the feeling that you are very much loved and held and cared for by friends that are ancient, who have been with you for a very, very long time, and who have never left your side. And unlike perhaps your physical friendships, they are not conditional. They do not go away, never to return. They do not say, well, I just can't handle you right now. They're with you constantly, in a way that may be difficult sometimes to truly understand because of how powerful it is to be in the presence of one who loves you unconditionally. They do not overwhelm, they do not seek to demand or even inspire or command. All that they're interested in is responding to you and to what you're asking for and to where you are going. So if, for example, you were to wake up one morning and suddenly discover that you had at your disposal a personal assistant or an executive assistant, someone who was capable of carrying out any command that you should possibly utter, you would probably want to rearrange your life a little bit and think about the ways in which you could allow this very powerful helper, this very powerful friend, to do more and more of what you keep putting off doing because you think it's too overwhelming. To do more and more of what you have never really allowed yourself to even really think about because you thought, well, I'll never get there. To really help you organize your day in such a way that you move from one delicious experience to the next. There really are no boundaries as to what your non-physical friends can help you with. The only thing we do remind you is that when it looks like physical things change because of their presence, they didn't do it. They didn't move something, as in the way that you might call a stalwart friend and say, can you get up on this ladder and help remove the cat from the tree? But it is quite possible that if the cat is up the tree, that it might surprise you to turn away for a moment because you were distracted by a sound and to look back and notice that the cat is now on the ground. And it won't be that an angel swooped in and lifted the cat up off the tree down to the ground, but rather that what happened was through the distraction of the sound, you slipped into a reality that now includes the cat on the ground and not in the tree. And while that may take a little bit to think about and to really wrap your head around, the reason why we say this is because we do want you to understand that if you have come this far and this much water has passed under your bridge and you are now in a conversation like this, the idea that your guides, your helpers, your angels, your friends are coming in to rearrange your physical reality as though you were not the one creating it is going to be a difficult thing to manage. In fact, it will be impossible. Because you know too much. You know too much about the man behind the curtain or the woman behind the curtain. You know that that is you pulling the levers and pushing the buttons. So all they do is help you find more and interesting and creative ways to push levers and pull buttons and to decide how it is that you want to actually organize your reality. They do not do it for you, but they help you do it in the way that you want it to be done. Much of this will not necessarily happen in your conscious mind, but you will see the effects of it. Now, the last thing that we want to say to you about this is, as this has to do with your money magic, everything that we've been talking about could be applied to really any topic whatsoever. But today, if you are going to take a moment and you are going to sit down and you are going to have a conversation with your helpers, it would be our suggestion that you use the topic of money, unless it just feels too completely twisted around the axle to do so, that you use the topic of money as the foray into this conversation. That you ask your helpers about having more money, or whatever it is that you want in relationship to your money magic, what you want to really be on top of or be right in the midst of. That would be our suggestion. But we also suggest that you remember this particular key going forward, and that as you think about it, that you do use it. As you'll notice, that some of the keys that we will be discussing in this series are about things to be done, things that you can do, ways that you can orient yourself vibrationally. But sometimes they're just foundational. Like when we say, you're the reason for everything that you experience. That's a foundational concept. Or to say that there is no gain in pain. That too is a foundational concept. It's an idea that we're introducing, that we're saying this is an essential key to your money magic. That if you believe that you've got to struggle for it, it's going to be very difficult indeed for you to have what you want, particularly as it pertains to money, particularly because of the collective conversation that happens about how hard you have to work to get what you want. But today's conversation is, perhaps, if it feels so inspiring, a call to action. We do invite you to engage directly with your helpers, to bring them into your experience, and to have a very powerful, powerful interaction with them, at least as powerful as what you will allow to happen. And to remember that they are coming to you in response to your call, and how very, very delicious that is indeed. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.